Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience once again. Today is a keynote in five from Gary's trip to Abu Dhabi. Tomorrow, the full keynote will be releasing at 4 a.m., so make sure you listen to it whenever you can. But this is a little sneak peek. We really hope you enjoy this one, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
What's most interesting to me though is selling is very important, but sales never beats branding. The amount of brands that are being worn right now by people in front of me that I can just see in the lights is very high, from handbag to tie to suit to dress. Nobody sold you those products. You went and bought them because they built brand. The biggest opportunity on earth is making content on social media at scale. But before we get into how you're gonna sell more stuff or build your business, you've gotta actually be in a place of asking yourself, are you emotionally capable? The macro. If you sit in here and are capable of producing 15 to 25 pieces of content a day across 4 to 5 platforms a day, that the business ambitions you have will come true. The problem is, the reason most people don't produce 15 to 25 pieces of content a day is not because you have no time. If you understood that you would 4, 5, 10, 15, 100x your revenue or your sales or your commissions, the dollars in your bank account, you would find 2 hours a day to do it instead of having a 2-hour meeting. You would find it. The reason most people do it, or don't do it, excuse me, is because they can't deal with the emotional feedback that comes with putting yourself out there. I think about this all the time. Why are you even here right now? The answer to that always for me is because you're ambitious. If that's true, that means that everybody in here is in play to execute the model that creates the growth. This is what brings me to the biggest thing that I want to talk about in this room, which is insecurity. To me, this is the biggest pandemic in the world, that many of you will not double your business this year because you are not capable of people leaving negative comments on your social media account. The craziest thing when it comes to business is that people in this room will not go and figure out how to make content, not because you don't know who to hire, not because you don't know where to post, not because you don't know what to post. When you're like, ah, Gary, what platform or who should I hire? What kind of camera should I use? The camera that is on your phone right now is a better camera than Hollywood was using 20 years ago. The camera's not your problem. The problem is the macro. You're scared to post because you're worried about what other people think. You're worried what your buddy thinks about you doing it. You're worried about somebody saying you don't look good. You're worried about that your makeup's not right, that your muscles aren't good, that your face isn't right, that you are scared. Fear is the biggest way to not achieve what you want. I find this very ironic, and I'll tell you why. The whole world is scared to post because of insecurity in comments, but I find that funny every time I talk to real estate brokers, because brokers do something that most people are scared of, which is sell. Most people are scared to sell. Most people are scared to ask for the listing. Most people are scared to sell. Most people are scared to sell. This group in this incredible arena has already crossed the chasm into an area that most people are scared to do. As a matter of fact, many of you try to encourage or you razz your friends for being scared to sell because you're not scared to sell. What's most interesting to me though is selling is very important, but sales never beats branding. The amount of brands that are being worn right now by people in front of me that I can just see in the lights is very high, from handbag to tie to suit to dress. Nobody sold you those products. You went and bought them because they built brand. If it is true, you have found yourself in the prime of your career, in a market that has ridiculous upside, why would you not execute to maximize the opportunity? And the simple answer is, you fear what people are gonna say. I am sitting here looking at thousands of people when I know 98% of you will not do what I'm about to say. Every single person here needs to make a dramatically bigger commitment to producing videos, pictures, and written words on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and YouTube tomorrow. You are upset when you post and someone says you're ugly, you're not smart, this is stupid, you should get off of this. Your friend texts you and say you look silly, you're not good on video, whatever it is. I just want you to think about this for a second. Somebody on the receiving end of your content in their feed decided to take their own time and leave a comment to tell you that you're not good. You should not be upset for yourself. You should be upset for them. Could you imagine how miserable of a life it is that you are so hurting inside that you need to go find somebody else's content and leave a comment to hurt them, to drag them down to your pain? This is something you have to wrap your head around. We must leave this conference understanding this final truth, that the biggest growth in this industry around the world are from the individuals who are outproducing their competitors in social media content. Whatever your feelings are about these platforms, you don't like your kids are on it, you don't like TikTok, you don't like this, you think it's silly. The market does not care what your opinion is of these platforms. The market is just acting like the market. And we must take advantage of this. Do we understand? Cool.
Thank you so much for listening to that entire episode. We want to remind you to give Gary feedback, so make sure you tweet him at Gary V. But if you're listening on Spotify, you can drop your comments, questions, and anything in between in the Spotify Q&A section down below. We'll see you in the next episode.